Macintosh Folklore Radio, written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. When Bud told us in early December of 1981 that he had to leave the Mac team to go back to Seattle to keep his place in medical school, both Burl and I were pretty shaken. We were worried that we couldn't pull off the Mac project without Bud, and that we'd wind up with some authoritarian manager figure in place of him, wrecking the unique spirit of our team. We expressed our concerns to Steve, who promised us that we would have a big say in hiring the new manager, and that he would personally protect us if a situation like that ever arose. In January, we began interviewing candidates for the now-vacant software manager position. We had high standards and expectations, and interviewed a number of outstanding people who, for one reason or another, didn't take the job. Among these people were Ed Taft, who became one of the first employees at Adobe, and Tim Mott, who helped start Electronic Arts. We also had some more mundane interview sessions, interviews that could get pretty wild if Steve decided he didn't respect someone. For example, Burl, Steve, and I interviewed Angeline Lowe's former manager, whom she highly recommended. As soon as he walked into the room, I knew it was going to be problematic because he seemed extremely straight-laced and uptight, dressing more like an insurance salesman than a technologist. He seemed very nervous as he fumbled at our first few questions. I could tell that Steve was losing patience when he started to roll his eyes at the candidate's responses. Steve began to grill him with some unconventional questions. "How old were you when you lost your virginity?" Steve asked. The candidate wasn't sure if he had heard Steve correctly. "What did you say?" Steve repeated the question, changing it slightly. "Are you a virgin?" Burl and I started to laugh as the candidate became more disconcerted. He didn't know how to respond. Steve changed the subject. "How many times have you taken LSD?" The poor guy was turning varying shades of red, so I tried to change the subject and asked a straightforward technical question. But when he started to give a long-winded response, Steve got impatient again. Steve started making turkey noises. This was too much for Burl and I, and we all started cracking up. Steve continued, laughing at himself now. At this point, the candidate stood up. "I guess I'm not the right guy for the job," he said. "I guess you're not," Steve responded. "I think this interview is over."